Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hot FM News, it's 3 minutes past seven.
Me confidence was boosted with calm, friendly chat,
sorry, it wasn't very good, was it? I could probably do a better Paul McKenna impression.
Sleep.
Misty starts, going to clear to leave sunny intervals and scattered showers today. The high 18 Celsius, 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
The mist and rain will affect the roads. Do take great care on the motorways, but expect problems because, of course, it's the first day back at school. Extra traffic, therefore.
Stuart and Emma in the morning. The all-new breakfast show on 100.7 Heart FM.
Never, ever try to be funny in my presence again.
100.7 Heart FM.
Give me the night.
Stuart and Emma in the morning, 100.7 Heart FM on the morning after the night before. We're doing our best this morning. Emma actually fell asleep in my car last night. Didn't she look sweet, Captain Hormone?
Aww. Very sweet.
Well, she looked drunk, actually.
Apparently I had a big smile on my face.
Yeah, so, this was very strange. And hey, well, you know, we've been talking showbiz all morning. The big showbiz news is that last night, Ian and I met Todd Testosterone. We met Brad Pectoral. We met the man. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Plus, the showbiz coming next.
Yes, and why Bette Gilroy doesn't want to be the next
stars shining bright above you.
Your favourite music in the morning, 100.7 Heart FM. It's 7:11 with Stuart and Emma, and it's time for the showbiz.
And in showbiz today, Barbara Streisand's digital nose job and why Bette Gilroy doesn't want to be the next Annie Walker.
Yes, indeed. The Queen of Coronation Street has spoken out about why she's abdicating from the top-rating show. Judy Goodyear claims the fate of her predecessor, Doris Speed, finally convinced her it was time to go. Doris, who played landlady Annie Walker. Now, there was a soap character, Annie Walker. Annie Walker, she went straight from the Rover's Return into a nursing home, and Annie Walker, well, Doris Speed, died last year. And Julie is leaving in 3 weeks' time to go and live on a farm. So some fans haven't yet come to terms with her departure and are threatening to switch off unless she changes her mind.
Hollywood heartthrob Charlie Sheen has celebrated his 30th birthday by getting married. The Hellraiser was recently revealed to be a regular customer of Heidi Fleiss, notorious call girl ring. He met his bride, model Donna Peel, just 6 weeks ago. He's dismissed those who claim he hasn't known her for long enough to marry her as cynics. Charlie says long courtships make for short marriages.
Heidi Fleiss, didn't we have a story about her last week? Didn't she save somebody from falling off a bridge?
She did.
I think she did, didn't she? Barbara Streisand has recruited another big name for her upcoming film, The Mirror Has Two Faces. Lauren Bacall will star alongside Babs and Jeff Bridges. The movie has already hit the headlines. One scene will see Barbara having a digital nose job. Its image will be altered on screen by high-tech computers.
Mel Gibson has hit out at Scottish nationalists who are trying to hijack his latest film role. The SNP are planning to carry out a leaflet campaign outside cinemas showing Braveheart. The Aussie hunk plays Scott's hero William Wallace, but he claims the picture should not be used as a political tool.
And that's the showbiz for Tuesday at 100.7 Heart FM. Stuart and Emma in the morning and standing by for Wine and Dine. We've got a good meal to give away today. Mm. And later, the Index trading game. We gave away a £150 watch yesterday. Could have been a loose seat, though.
It could have been a loose seat, or it could have been a lot of cash. It's 13 minutes past 7.
To never let us slip away.
100.7 Heart FM at 7:16 on the day before our first birthday. More details on that later. Hello to Naomi and Richard Green. Bit of a baby born, kind of. Auntie M, any advice here?
I don't think you should listen to me for advice. I'm
hot water and towels, hot water and towels. Yes, Naomi and Richard have just celebrating the birth of Constance Emily. So hello to you from Auntie Sue and Elsa and Uncle Alistair. It's 7:17. Emma has the travel next.
Our Brit friend, he's always doing some deal or other.
It's 18 minutes past 7 on 100.7 Heart FM. Not too many problems at the roads.
Did we go through the biggest storm in the history of the world last night or what? Oh,
I don't know.
On the way, well, you were asleep in the back of the car. We were coming up the M1 last night. I've never seen rain like it. It was amazing. It was a spray and lorries and all that.
How exciting.
And you see, my safe driving, you slept through it all, didn't you? Misty start that will clear to leave sunny intervals and scattered showers. The high today, 18 Celsius, 64 Fahrenheit.
100.7 Heart FM.
Heart FM.
Hi, it's Stephen Dennis here, and you're listening to Stuart Ellis and Emma Higgett. Hignett. I'm sorry. Hit me now. Yes, it's down on tape. Take two.
I can't resist living on
100.7 Heart FM 724. Hello, good morning from Stuart and Emma. And Emma has a warm and fuzzy moment that we're all going to shed a tear at.
Hold on to your seats then. Former rabbit breeder Heather Wiseman left two old hutches in front of her garden with a sign saying, free, help yourself. But somebody dumped 14 baby bunnies in them.
Ah.
She's now trying to rehouse them.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a Watership Down kind of story. You've read the book, you've seen the film, now eat the cast.
You see her face now.
Seal there and kiss from a rose. Now, I demand a full written apology.
What
I thought
this?
You were animal friendly.
I am animal
Eat
friendly.
Eat the cast.
I know. And Mia, vegetarian as well. And actually, Mia, close personal friend of Rolf Harris.
Not as close
animal,
as I was.
No, of animal hospital fame. Didn't it? We were showbiz smooching with Rolf Harris last night. We've invited him in on the show because Rolf is actually coming to the Midlands to be in Panto this year. So he's going to come in on the show and we're going to have some warm and fuzzy moments together. Right, birthdays today for
yes.
Malcolm Allison, 68 years old, the well-known football manager. What about that well-known cowboy, Jesse James?
I'm gonna shoot you down, Jesse James.
He's a bit dead, but he would have been nearly sort of 150 years old today.
Raquel Welsh, only 53.
53 for Raquel Welsh. And it would have been Freddie Mercury's birthday today. The ex-Queen singer was born in 1946. Single song, a gem. Freddie Mercury would have been 49 today. It's Freddie Mercury's birthday. 100.7 Heart FM with Stuart and Emma in the morning.
It's 7:30 and Nick has the news headlines.
A one-day national strike in hospitals has been called off and Monica Seles are all through to the quarterfinals of the US Open. Heart FM News and Sport, it's 7:32.
It's Tuesday morning with Stuart and Emma. Misty start should clear, leaving sunny bits and scattered showers today. The high 18, that's 64.
And southbound's busy on the M6 as you come down from junction 10A, the M54, down to junction 8, the M5. Extra traffic as everyone's back at school.
OK, stand by to wine and dine and win yourself a fabulous meal. We'll give you all the details how to do that after Misha Paris. You are my one temptation. 100.7 Heart FM. I've got far more than 100. 100 temptations, I think.
Oh, I thought I was your only one.
I can resist everything except temptation. It's 25 minutes to 8. A bit of a train delay.
A bit of a train delay. 8:19 from Wolverhampton to London Euston this morning. Now leaving from Birmingham New Street at 8:45.
Any further news on that plane? Is it still at Las Palmas or is it taken off yet?
I think it's taken off, but
it's
not here yet.
That one from yesterday? Do you know there's a Burger King at Las Palmas restaurant?
Yes, I did know there was a Burger King at
Your chance to wine and dine, moving swiftly on tonight. You can win a fabulous meal at Thornscroft Restaurant at Shipley, Wolverhampton.
0500 001 007. All you got to do is get on the phone and whinge and moan and we'll give you a subject and you just go for it for 15 seconds.
Also, 15 seconds, if you can manage that fluently, you could win this fabulous meal at Thornscroft Restaurant at Shipley, Wolverhampton. If you get it wrong, actually brought some sausages on sticks back from the showbiz party last night, didn't we?
They're a bit nouvelle soggy, cuisine, really. But very soggy.
A little bit soggy now and a little bit travel weary, having travelled all the way up the M1 with
feeling.
Emma in the back of the car. So 0500 001 007, wine and dine with us here at Heart FM, and you could win a fabulous meal or some sausages on sticks. Simple as that.
NewCheckDownloads.com.